Welcome to Let's Talk Farm to Fork, the post-harvest podcast that interviews people making an impact in the fresh produce sector. We'll take a deep dive into what they do and find out how they're helping to reduce the amount of food lost or wasted along the farm to fork journey. But before we get started, did you know that according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, around 45% of the world's fruits and vegetables go to waste each year? If you would like to learn more about how you can practically play your part in maximizing fruit and vegetable supplies, whether you're a part of the industry or simply a consumer, visit postharvest.com and try out their free online course library today. Now, time for your host, Mitchell Denton.
Hi there, and welcome to Let's Talk Farm to Fork, the post-harvest podcast that interviews people of interest across the food supply chain. Today on our show, I'm joined by Sivam Krish from Go Micro, who I'll be talking to about how they utilize smartphone cameras and AI to identify the health of products moving through the supply chain. So with no further delays, let's get started. Hi Sivam, how are you?
Very good.
I just want to ask you real quick, can you tell us a bit about your background, how you came to work in the food tech industry, and maybe a fun fact about yourself?
Right. I think it's a series of accidents, really. I was involved in a high school called Australian Maths and Science School, where they're trying to figure out how to engage kids in what's called STEM education. The reality is that STEM education is really boring. 40% of kids are just bored with this thing, what we call STEM education. One of the things that they are not bored with is their phones. And So we had various ways of teaching physics with phones. But what really piqued their interest is just looking at things with, you know, magnified using a clip-on microscope. So that's how we got started. That's the history behind Go Micro. Kids, of course, loved it, but it had no future because we didn't really fit in well into the curriculum. So what I've learned out of that is sometimes there's a problem. Even if you have solutions, it doesn't mean it goes anywhere. Yeah. So that's how we started. And then we found that you know, the Department of Agriculture here bought 200 of these devices, which are simple clip-on microscopes for phones that we were making. And that brought us into agriculture, and we discovered that farmers are sending, you know, really bad images of insects and so on, wanting to know what they are. So that's why they bought them and they distributed it for free. Then, of course, there's a pest problem in South Australia. It's a fruit fly free state. There are a lot of fruit flies running around. And I got interested in AI. And we found that, with this phone microscope, you can actually get clear pictures of fruit flies.
Yeah.
The problem with fruit flies is that they're difficult to photograph. So we got a ping pong ball and cut a small hole and put the fruit fly so we can shake it around and take pictures. And we found that, you know, instead of requiring thousands of images, we could manage with about 50 or 60, we were getting stellar accuracies. It took us a year to find out why, because we had changed the lighting condition in a way that's easy for AI to understand. So that was a breakthrough. And that is how Go Micro was born, from, you know, a series of accidents.
Yeah, okay.
The fun fact is that, you know, sometimes you think there's a big problem and you solve it, and then nobody wants it. That's the fun fact I can share. So we cracked the education problem, we cracked the fruit fly problem, then we discovered nobody really wants it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you gave us a little bit of a history lesson there on Go Micro. I was wondering if you could expand a little bit more on how the AI is being utilized to accurately assess the quality of products moving through the supply chain.
Right. So we were phone-based because we started developing this for kids. Very simple microscope attachment. So once you put it on the phone, you can then assess it all along the supply chain. That is really the connective part, is really what's missing in the agri-value chain. That say somebody at some point says this is this quality or this ripeness, there's no way to correlate it to what happens before. So putting it on the phone gives us terrific insights. The second thing, because of this fruit fly, we had to magnify the image. When you magnify it, you get a lot more relevant information. Like your skin is very different from a kid's skin. So you can tell the age of a person by looking at how wrinkled the skins are. And exactly the same thing with our fruits and vegetables. So you get really deep insights into using really cheap technology into the real state of agri-produce, just using phones.
Yeah, okay. So then which categories of food products can Go Micro identify? And are there future categories that you're going to expand into?
So the interesting thing about AI is that, you know, AI doesn't really know what it's looking at. It's just identifying things based on training. So anything you can assess by AI can now be assessed by AI. So with Go Micro, we are able to assess things that you can't assess by AI. Like right now in Indonesia, we're doing a project to assess the freshness of tuna. So by looking at the AI, we can tell when the tuna was caught. Now this is something you can't do by AI. So it's a generic technology. It's incredibly large range of applications in the agri value chain.
So then what are some of the challenges that the team at Go Micro have had to face when developing your AI technology?
Well, the development was really not the challenge. The challenge is on the marketing part and bringing in a technology to an industry that is highly regulated, very slow to adapt and seasonal. So the challenge was really more on the marketing part than on the technology. We've had this technology. We detected fruit flies 3 years ago with AI. It's taken us a very long time to get to market, and that's really the challenging part, particularly because, you know, you need images. So we found it very difficult to get images of all the grain types, different grain types. We found it virtually impossible to get images of invasive pests because we can easily detect them. But where do I get images of invasive pests? So there were challenges in the data side and challenges in the marketing side.
So then can you share any success stories or case studies from customers who have utilized Go Micro for their product inspections?
Sure. So right now in Australia, there is PB Agri-Food in Toowoomba. They buy soy from farmers. They've been using it for 1.5 years now to assess the quality of soy. So when farmers come in, they can assess immediately and essentially decide what price to pay, what quality it is. So that's a long project for us.
What have you found to be the biggest surprise while working in food tech?
Okay. The biggest surprises are, you know, there are all these problems about food waste, all this publicity about food waste. There are all these announcement of problems of pests and so on and so forth. The surprising thing is when you have a solution, the people who talk about it are not interested because agriculture is full of problems that nobody really owns. It's like global warming. I guess it's called the problem of the commons. Nobody takes ownership of any problem. So technology solutions alone won't be sufficient to solve some of the problems that we are facing in agriculture.
Yeah, okay.
That's a hard problem to crack.
Yeah, definitely. So then taking a step away from the solutions that Go Micro is providing to the food industry, what, in your opinion, represents one of the main challenges or pain points in the fight against food loss and waste?
So the question is, it's not the pain. So as you know, there are a lot of controversy in Australia about supermarket prices and consumer dissatisfaction with those pricing.
Yeah.
Finally, the person who pays the price is a farmer, right? So we got to figure out how to reduce that pain, which can be reduced if you can reduce the waste. But there's a power structure in a purchase chain, and the farmer is a price taker.
Yeah.
So what's really variable in the whole agri-value chain is quality, right? The cost of transportation is fixed. The numbers you can count, the size you can count, the weight you can count. So the only place where something can be pushed back is based on quality. Now, I believe in a lot of cases, there's no incentive to make it objective. So if you keep it subjective, you can always tell the farmer your fruits are all right or they are not good, right? So there's no incentive to essentially make quality assessment objective. And I think if you make it objective, you know, you can solve a lot of wastage problems. And you can pass that advantage to the consumer.
Absolutely. So then how do you see AI being further utilized in the food tech industry in the years to come?
Well, I think we are slowly figuring out who the beneficiary is, right? And food chains will benefit by transparency. But right now, the food chain is segregated, is broken into bits. And at each point, there's quality check, right?
Yep.
And at each point, there's subjectivity. And if you remove all this subjectivity, then the food chain will benefit. So there are some players in the chain, for example, who grow their own food and take it to the consumer. Now, they have a real interest in reducing all the subjectivity. But all the people in between who dominate the industry have no benefit in reducing the subjectivity. So I think we've got to figure out, you know, where does it fit? So consumers would love to know, you know, how long a fruit will last, whether it's ripe or not ripe. So there are possibilities on the consumer side of things, and there are possibilities in the chain. And I think end of the day, if you look at what's happening, farmers are beginning to trade directly with consumers or with buyers. So if you can remove the subjectivity in that purchase chain, I think that sector of direct sale from farmers to end buyer will bloom. And I think AI will make that possible.
Yeah, okay. So then is there a particular group or innovation within the food industry, whether it be AI or another field entirely, that you're excitedly keeping a watchful eye on?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's blockchain. Obviously, there's been a lot of hype about blockchain. It hasn't really taken off the way it is. But there is now a means of creating an immutable record, right? So I think blockchain is interesting because it can carry a record from farm to all the way to the consumer. The other interesting technology is digital twins. So we can now model the state of fruit. Now, it's interesting that, you know, AI is able to model the entire human language, right? When I speak one word, it can predict the next word. But we can't do that with fruits and vegetables, you know? You don't know what's going to happen the next day. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Right? It's ridiculous. So I think modeling technology, or sometimes people call it digital twins, will allow to build predictive models of how agri-produce, fares along the supply chain. So combined with that and blockchain, there's an incredible possibility that we are after, which is the ability to make produce into a digital asset from the time it's harvested. So for example, right now we can assess grain quality on video, which means we can put it into harvesting machines, which means a farmer will have a digital record of his entire truck of grain, not sampling, the entire truck, right? And that can be put on a blockchain and it becomes a digital asset. Now, for fruits and vegetables, you can also have information about temperature, humidity, transport conditions, and you can make agri-produce into digital goods with very good predictive capability. This will take out all the uncertainty, reduce the insurance costs, reduce the waste, and I think it'll have a huge impact in the food industry if it's done. So there are some technologies coming together very nicely, which I think will help to crack this problem. But the bigger problem is nobody really benefits by cracking it.
Yeah, absolutely. So then what advice would you give to entrepreneurs looking to start a company in the food tech space?
Don't be stupid. Don't buy into the thing that, you know, everybody, just because everybody is saying there's a problem, that if you come up with a solution, they'll want it. That is extreme naivety we suffered from.
Okay. So we are coming to a close on the episode, but before we do, I just wanted to ask, what is the major point you want the listeners to take away from this episode?
Right. I think the technology is to solve assess quantity is there. I think the technology is to solve the food waste problem is there. And I think every sector in the player will benefit by being open to these technologies and being early adapters of this technology.
Yeah, great. Well, that's all for today's episode of Let's Talk Farm to Fork. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Sivam, for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you for chatting.
For any listeners who'd like to know more about Civim and Go Micro, check out the link in the description of this episode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And don't forget to leave a review and share with your friends. Until next time, you've been listening to Let's Talk Farm to Fork, a post-harvest podcast.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Let's Talk Farm to Fork. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Also, if you would like to learn more about how you can practically play your part in maximizing fruit and vegetable supplies, whether you're a supplier, consumer, or anyone in between the farm-to-fork journey, visit postharvest.com and try out their free online course library today.